Dino, we're going direct to Ireland because tomorrow, Australian time, there's a huge pro-am about to hit off in Limerick in Ireland. It's called the JP McManus Pro-Am. Some of the world's leading golfers and world celebrities are playing in this pro-am, including our very own Coolmore Stud General Manager Australia, Tom Magnier. And Tom's on the line. Tom, good morning.
Morning, Ray. How you getting on?
Terrific, Tom. Well, more importantly, how's your golf game?
Listen, there was a long. I spent a long time praying that the drought would break. I think I'm spending a lot of time now praying that the shank doesn't come back.
Well, Tom, just for our listeners, the JP McManus Pro-Am is what you're playing in. It starts tomorrow, Sydney time, goes across 2 days. Can you give us some background about the JP McManus Pro-Am?
Yeah, so JP McManus would be my dad's best friend up here. He obviously is the biggest national hunt owner in Europe. He is a really good guy, and he has, so far, he's done this twice. Mm-hmm. And he's raised 140 million euros for charity thus far.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Which is incredible. And, you know, you look at the way the world of golf is going at the moment, and I think JP has 19 out of the top 20 golfers here at the moment. Tiger Woods, you know, Fitzpatrick, Adam Scott, you know, the biggest names in sport are here. It's just such a credit to JP. There's no prize money. He doesn't pay them. They all come over because there's a great time here. Mm-hmm. We just went down to dinner, and you know, they're all probably 200 people at dinner, and you know, all the biggest names in sport are there. Not only like there's you know, the coaches of the best football teams in the world, Westlife were at dinner, Tiger, Roy McIlroy, you know, the biggest names, mm-hmm. you know, in sport, entertainment, and you know, it's incredible to JP. He doesn't give them a dollar. He puts the thing on. He pays for it all himself. And every cent goes to charity. And listen, I'm only delighted to have been invited this year. I was chatting to Adam Scott earlier on, and we were saying, listen, we're the two Aussies here. Obviously, my name won't get mentioned in golf circles on the news. But to be fair to Adam Scott, he's a gentleman. He's a really good guy. And, you know, he's here with his father. And they're just, everybody's here just wanting to have a good time, raise money for charity. And it's a two-day golf tournament, and I'm just delighted to be a part of it.
It's fantastic. You're playing in a group with Adam Scott and also Bryson DeChambeau's in your group and Leonie McGuire.
Yeah, so obviously Bryson DeChambeau is a massive, he won the US Open, but he can hit the ball apparently. Mm. Somebody was telling me he hits the ball 400 yards.
It's so incredible. Yeah.
The way the format is that we tee off, and you get to pick, it's a champagne scramble. So we all tee off and you get to pick the best drive. So I think with Bryson hitting it 400 yards, I think I can put the shoulders back and give it Holly. And I think I can relax and know that everything will be okay. But we're one hole ahead of Tiger. Tiger's on the hole behind us. So it's amazing. The last time it happened to me as well.
Yeah, wow.
There's 40,000 people coming every day. And when you get on the fairway and there's 40,000 people on the fairway, it's quite nerve-wracking. And I also think that they should actually stand in the middle of the fairway when we tee off, because I think that's probably the safest place to be.
Tom, what are you going to do? You prayed that you won't shank. If you're lining up a shot, you got Adam next to you, Bryson, and Tiger's watching from behind, and it goes at right angles along the ground. What are you going to do?
I'll just pray for that 19th hole refreshment. And it's over. But you know what? Listen, it's great fun. I'm playing with my two brothers. And, you know, there's like, you know, they're all here. The biggest names in Hollywood, in sport, in golf. And listen, it's all for charity. It's great. But it's just, sadly, Mark Wahlberg had to pull out at the last minute. But, you know, it's just like my son, Charlie, was going around this evening, and he got to meet a lot of the players and the people. And, you know, he just said to me, he said, Daddy, you know, the one thing I want to do is, he said, I really want to get into golf. So the one thing about this is I don't think they're saying downstairs that there hasn't been a field assembled for years anywhere in the world for a golf tournament like this. So it's exciting to be a part of it, but I'm just really hoping that the shank doesn't come back.
What's more nerve-wracking, Tom, hitting in this JP McManus Pro-Am or having a Group 1 runner at home?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I was at Ascot, and the one thing I do is I leave it to Chris Waller and James McDonald. But my caddy said the difference today is, he said, I'm leaving it to you. So it's a
difference. And that day is nerve-wracking. Just quickly, Tom, best of luck with the promo over the next 2 days. But obviously Home Affairs is due to fly out tonight, England time, with Nature Strip to return home. He'll go to stud at Coolmore in the Hunter Valley this spring. That's Home Affairs I'm talking about. So has Coolmore got a plan B, re the Everest this spring?
Well, like, we were obviously, you know, Home Affairs, he was flying before Ascot, and, you know, he was probably a little, free in the race, but he pulled up very sore behind. We've got him into quarantine now. He looks great. I must admit, I think this is the best looking horse that we've put to stud ever.
Yeah.
And like I think, so you think, is obviously a very good looking horse. So actually, I wouldn't say ever. I'd say he's up there with the best looking horse that we put to stud. And I'm really looking forward to breeders coming to see him when we get back. But he's obviously, he's chock-a-block full. And, you know, we'll see how we go. In terms of the Everest, obviously Golden Pal didn't fire at Ascot. So we'll go back to the drawing board there. Mm-hmm. But, you know, there's so much potential in Australia that, you know, we have the net out, we have it open, and we want to get the best horse. So like anyone who has a horse or they're looking at something, we're happy to chat. But obviously we've got a fair amount of horses with other trainers in Australia, Chris. And, you know, it'd be great to have another horse good enough for the Everest. But, you know, that's the big thing about this week. We were downstairs and, you know, you're sitting down and I was chatting to Adam Scott about horse racing and just explaining, you know, like about the difference between golf and horse racing and how, like, you know, Australia is the best in the world for horse racing and the prize money. And, you know, it's something that, you know, you can sit here on a night like this and, you know, you're going around with people that we're going around with this week. And the one thing I'll be doing is trying to tell them all about horse racing. But the plan is that I'll have Adam Scott with a set of silks by the end of the week.
I'll back you in on that one, Tom. Hey, Tom, look, really appreciate you taking the time out from the busy schedule tonight. Obviously, you're getting ready for the Pro-Am tomorrow. So thanks so much for joining us on the Big Sports Breakfast weekend, and hit them well over the next 2 days, Tom.
Yeah, no problem. But I think as well, if anybody wants to look up, it's the JP McManus Pro-Am. You can look up it on Instagram or Twitter. There's going to be 40,000 people coming every day. I'm advising them to bring helmets where possible. And, yeah, listen, it's all good. It's all fun. And listen, it's for a great cause and charity. So just delighted to be a part of it.
Terrific. Thanks so much, Tom.
Yeah. Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.